turmoil of Iran's mass protest movement has made its way to the FIFA World Cup. Yesterday, members of the Iranian soccer team stood in silence as their country's national anthem played, a deliberate message against Iran's theocratic government. They weren't alone in their show of protest. Many fans in the stand sang the pre-revolutionary anthem, and some wore t-shirts saying, "Women, life, freedom." Protests within Iran erupted in September after 22-year-old Mahsa Amini died in police custody. She was detained after being accused of violating the law on headscarves. Since then, the protests have evolved into broader calls for regime change, which the government has met with violence and repression. For more, let's bring in Borzu Daragahi, international correspondent at The Independent. Hi, Borzu.
Hi.
Let's talk about the display at the World Cup. How big a deal is that kind of public and international show of support?
Well, I think it was very dramatic. For days, even several weeks before that first match that Iran played in, there was calls from the opposition, especially those abroad, for the players to boycott the game. The players were called traitors because they were participating in the game. They met with the despised president of the country, Ibrahim Raisi, just before flying to Qatar for the game. And so there was a lot of disappointment with these guys. And yet at this crucial moment, when the eyes of the world were upon them, when lots of people who are not following international politics what's happening in Iran were, you know, glued to their televisions watching this match, they kind of came through and had this very, very subtle yet very effective symbolic act of just remaining silent while the anthem of the Islamic Republic was being sung.
Yeah, I mean, their faces were stoic. I found it really powerful. Do you think they're going to face consequences when they return home?
I'm sure they will to some extent. These guys are kind of big fish. They're big, spoiled, pampered athletes, many of them playing in European leagues. So, you know, they're not going to be, you know, dumped into a dungeon right away. But what it might mean is that, for example, they'll be charged with various crimes and then dragged through the courts. They might be prevented from certain privileges. They may be barred from things that they want and so on. In the past, prominent people have been charged with crimes for showing support for the opposition, including athletes and actors and people in film and so on. So I'm sure there will be something against them.
I mean, we've just seen two really well-known Iranian actresses arrested for supporting the movement, for posting photos of themselves on Instagram without their headscarves. Just tell us quickly about that.
Yeah, I mean, this is a phenomenon that has been going on for weeks and weeks. You have people in film, you have people who are directors and so on. As a matter of fact, the head of the Film Association came out today saying that so many of our people are being arrested and detained for these acts of defiance that we're trying to speak to the security forces and resolve this matter in a kind of calm way. But this is, these acts of defiance, in a way, among even the elite have somewhat gone viral, and the regime is just trying desperately to scare people into not doing them anymore.
And do you think that's working? I mean, the more prominent people that do this, soccer players, actresses, do you think they can, that the regime can crush this movement?
I don't think that they can crush this movement. It's hard to predict what's going to happen because we've never seen anything like this in Iran. Usually there's protests, they go on for a few weeks and then they're crushed or they resurface and so on. What we've seen in Iran is like almost 10 weeks of sustained daily acts of protest, escalating sometimes. Sometimes the magnitude is very high, sometimes it's lower. You've seen just, you know, incredibly dramatic scenes all over the country. You've seen unity between different, often competing ethnic and religious groups and so on. And it's hard to predict what will happen because we're really in uncharted terrain for the opposition and for the government.
And really, they're asking for very meaningful social change. That's what this is all about. And it's moved to almost be calls for the regime to go, for it to collapse. Do you think that might happen?
again, it's really hard to predict. What you need is for these to go on for months, maybe, for these protests to go on for months, and eventually some segment of the security forces or the government defects, joins with the protests, and that will set off an avalanche. That's just, you know, kind of classical political science. But as again, I say, this is kind of unprecedented, so it's very hard to predict what will happen and whether the regime can survive this.
Borazu Daragahi is the international correspondent at The Independent. Thank you so much, Borazu.
It's been a pleasure.